Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, February 14th, 2023. Hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How are you?
I know you're on. I know what mission you're on right now. So
yes, I'm getting there.
Also tonight, guest host, not guest. I said guest host. Justin Griffiths, how you doing, man?
Hey, we're here. We didn't blow away today.
Close to it, though, right?
No. That weather went from, okay, you know, a little warm, and it was effing cold.
Keep talking.
Man. How about you? Hopefully you weren't on the rooftop.
No, I wasn't, luckily.
Okay, that was the worst part about it.
No, I was down in my truck. I was doing some paperwork, and then all of a sudden, my
whole van started rocking and shaking.
My ladders like slid over on my ladder rack. I was like, well, I guess I should secure that better. And then it just felt like my little van was rocking and
snowing in certain parts of the city.
Yeah.
Raining.
Pretty good, too.
It didn't rain at all. In North Las Vegas, it didn't rain at all on me. It didn't rain, snow. It just got really windy.
So where were you at? Because I was in North Las Vegas.
Craig and Lamb.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't even get a grip of it.
I was up the street. I was on Craig and, I don't know what that was.
So near,
Simmons.
So we didn't even get a drip of rain.
Well, I got it all.
They must have just missed us by inches.
Yeah, sounds like Vegas weather. Yeah.
And then it went right back to sunny and looking good. And
T-shirt weather. No, it wasn't T-shirt weather at all.
Welcome to Vegas in February.
No doubt.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you see where I am?
It's good.
What's wrong with that?
What do you want, a flower?
Yes, I want flowers.
You had your chance. A few things that we'll talk about coming up here. Blythe Speedway had their opening event this past weekend, which is really something else. I know... couple weeks back, it wasn't last week, we didn't have a show last week, the week before we had Pat Petrie on. I know they had some racing happening there in the Dwarfs, but I haven't kept up on that. I mean, Gary's been busy doing a few other things.
Oh, we're doing nothing, y'all just
so and I believe there's other races going to be happening coming up here also in this week and next week. So we'll get into some of that also. I don't know, NHRA stuff happening or coming up. I don't know. You're on top of NHRA, aren't you?
Me, no.
No? Your peeps are all around NHRA, so.
Honestly, I do not.
You don't.
I really don't even follow it. Every now and then I'll get the rundown because of everybody around us, but I'm actually trying to look up the Working Man Nationals, the dirt track races, where Pat Petrie was at. How was your day at work, Gary?
It was cold and good. Sorry about that.
All that matters is you stayed busy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I kept telling my guys, I was like, we can't stop just because the wind's here. We
That's
have to
right.
keep working. I need my hours.
That's right.
When did you finally come home from Blythe?
Late Sunday. I didn't get home until about 10 o'clock Sunday night.
I cannot find results for that race at all. Eventually we'll find it. I had a lot of fun. I mean, that's It's a 3-hour drive, but it's fun coming down there.
It's a good drive down there. They've repaved a lot of that.
Until your mom's in the passenger seat getting sick to her stomach with all the bumps.
Uh-huh.
So what happens when you get old.
Yeah.
I like how I say this before the camera comes on.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Before she's listening. We're working on it.
Apparently I'm working on trying to get this crap.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's all right. That's the best part of it right there.
Well, she's listening somehow because she just texted me and said, I'm going to punch you in your eye.
Maybe she should.
Maybe she should punch you in the eye.
Say, we are trying to get the live fixed.
That's right. We're working on it.
Oh, she went old school. She went to the actual website. But,
who did?
Mom.
Oh.
You know, I went to Blythe this weekend and I didn't get no crack corn.
Yeah, that's your fault.
Look, y'all had me too damn busy. I was afraid to leave my corner.
You should be afraid to leave that corner. That's an important corner. You have to...
Not like anybody listened to me.
Hey, they'll get used to it.
I told the one guy to stop, and he stopped on the backstretch. And I was telling him to stop next to me so I could look at his car real quick. It was a good weekend. It was a good weekend.
Yes,
though.
A very good weekend.
The crowd was definitely involved. I posted that video of the national anthem, and I got a lot of good feedback on it. It was good to see the crowd was that involved, and you know, the microphone goes out and they keep singing. They were involved. Did either one of you watch the Super Bowl? Well, you said you got back late.
No,
it was a good game. Except that I defended my brother. I mean, that was the only downfall of that.
Did you watch the hockey game last night?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Because my Sabres suck. Yeah, they just forgot how to play hockey last night.
I really thought it was going to be 2 in a row shutouts for them. But that's okay.
I'm glad it wasn't.
Whoa.
At that point... It's still 5-2, and the second goal came late.
Very late, yes. Super late.
I turned it off. It was 5-1. I was like, I'm not even gonna finish this one. But you win some, you lose some. The Sabres just end up losing a lot more than winning. It was good. It's okay.
Yeah,
my Sabres shut the Kings out earlier this year. That's all that matters.
Again, that's all you got.
That's all I got right now. Well, the audio is up.
Yeah.
So
that's all right.
We don't always need the...
That's right.
You guys don't need to see us. You just need to talk to us.
That's right.
So everybody in my live, you can go to onwheelsnow.com and see the actual live.
we'll just leave it alone for now. Yep, we'll figure it out.
We'll work.
We'll get it
the,
figured
we'll
out.
Get this
we'll fixed. Work with getting the video up.
Very quick.
We will get this fixed. Anyways, great. You guys talking about the race this past weekend. Blythe Speedway opening night is a great, great event. Let me tell you, the community really pulled together on this event and made it happen. It was standing room only in the stands. The VIP section was over full.
Over full.
The
yep.
tailgate section was packed more than you couldn't cram another vehicle in there.
No.
It was amazing. The Chamber of Commerce was involved. We had a commissioner there. We had the mayor there. We did a ribbon cutting. The mayor had some great things to say. And not only the community, but the surrounding area communities really came together to be there.
Yes, they did.
Ehrenberg, which is close by, Quartzsite, Blythe, of course, and then anything else in that surrounding areas.
That crowd.
Really amazing.
That crowd showed up.
You know, and they were real welcoming to the racers,
mm-hmm.
you know. One of the little kids, yeah, one of the, this is, I didn't experience it firsthand, but Arlie Daniels, thank you to him too. Thank you, before I get to the story, thanks Justin for coming up. We had a lot of people come together. The people there that pulled together
mm-hmm.
for the back gate, front gate, the JCs were there. I can't name all of them, but there were a lot of key people up there, the tower people, Jessica, Tara, Lauren, thanks. The flagman, Louis, he was under the weather, but he still stood in there and did his thing all night long, didn't miss a beat on that. Like you said, he threw some caution stuff, but that's what we want him to. If he thinks there's something going on, he wants to check it out, then that's his job, and he did a great job doing that. So
it wasn't perfect, but it happened.
No, you know, everything was perfect to me. If you're not making mistakes, you can't make it any better. So to me, that's perfection. You know, depends on how you look at it. It was a perfect night, I think, for what we mm-hmm. what we did, what we put together. We just had everything came together, and it was just amazing. Everybody in the concessions, we had
Aaron
taking care of that. The guy barbecuing, which was Rath. He did a great job. Everyone loved the burgers. The hot lap burger was
a hit.
You know,
and we're going to keep that on the menu. By the way,
that sounds good. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, we have to throw stuff out there and see what sticks, and then if people like it and want to continue something, we're going to have it. You know, not only in concessions, the merchandising. You know, we had pretty much everything gone. We had.
I've seen a lot of kids running around in Blythe Speedway hats.
Yeah, you know, Christy and Angie, and Christy all the way from Texas, and her sister Angie from Vegas have stepped in the concessions because it was more than the concessions could handle, and they stepped in and they were there just there the
whole
time.
And by the way, that's not a bad thing. It's
no,
just
it's good
they
thing.
Got over.
Yeah,
it,
they, yeah,
know.
They got over.
I'm about to say,
overran
every time,
by food.
The three times I was up there, that line went all the way back. So.
Yeah,
they were definitely going.
There was something else, you know, all the food in there. They had hot dogs, you know, three different types of burgers, cheeseburger, hamburger, and, of course, the hot lap. You had chili there, I believe, for a little bit, didn't you? Was it chili dogs or no?
No chili dogs.
It was just hot dogs.
Yep.
Popcorn. We had caramel popcorn there, which if you haven't had it, you got to have it. Kathy all the way in Texas. Made that, and it's handmade, and you can't get anything like it anywhere else. I promise you that. You got to come to Blythe Speedway to get it. You're not going to be disappointed.
Or the radio studio.
That's not fresh. You need the fresh stuff.
No, that's not fresh.
So thanks to them. Gary had a lot of family come in for this.
A lot.
So thanks for them traveling. Some of them drove 16 hours to be here. So, yeah. You know, thanks to them guys for coming up and supporting the track and supporting Gary, of course, but also supporting the track opening. You know, just you could just tell the togetherness of that community in those stands. An example of that was during the national anthem. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a mic issue, and let me tell you, the crowd was singing right along from the beginning of the national anthem, and then really
picked it up
when the mic went out. Not for very long, and then a new mic, and he didn't miss a beat.
Not miss one beat. Uh-huh. Like, you hear the crowd take over, and the video's on my Facebook page for those listening.
Okay.
And I have the whole thing, and you see Ronnie throws his hand up, and it was on cue. All of a sudden, the crowd starts screaming it, and I was like, that was perfect.
Yeah.
So.
You know, and to me, that was one of those that you just can't recreate.
Yep.
You know, it just showed everything about what we've been trying to do and put together, and that was that summed it up right there in just that moment, I believe. The racers that were there, you know, I just was real appreciative of them being there and supporting.
And no matter what, they all had fun. And Dylan Ranke came down from Vegas, and he said that was the most fun he's ever had.
Right.
No matter how many cars hit the track or whatnot, he had fun every time on that track, and he said it was so much fun.
Right. You know, and again, it's about quality. It's about appreciation. We had some guys there all the way from
Willow.
Mm-hmm. And one of the stories, and Arlie would have to tell it the best, but he was there. He was talking about, the autograph session in one of these, the sportsman division there, where somebody, some kids came up, had him do, signing some stuff and all that. But in the pits, he came up, ran to him, gave him a big hug and all that, same kid. And he said, man, he felt like Superman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sums it up. That's what you want to feel. You want to feel like, that kid, he was his hero, and to say he felt like Superman sums it up on the racer side.
Yep.
That's what we feel like when somebody comes up and we're out there having fun doing what we love to do. But when somebody else appreciates it, makes us feel good.
Yep.
You know, that's what keeps us going. You know, and I know it does me. I know it does Gary. And, things like that happen. It just solidifies why we do the things we do. Why me and Gary butt heads like Rams the way we do, but in the end, we're on the same side, and that's the reason why is stuff like that.
I was busy doing other things, but you were thanking a lot of people, which obviously, if you forgot, I'm sure thank them, whoever.
Yeah, and we're not going to name everybody by name, we definitely don't. Not going to forget anybody that had stepped up there to do parts.
I want to say I got a phone call and was told the crew did one hell of a job that night. And I want to thank them for sticking it out there and helping it out. The fire and safety was there.
Yeah.
Thank them.
They had a local fire department, fire and safety. There's a handful of guys there. You know, they just were happy to be there. They said, hey, this is what we need out here. So that they were happy to be there. So that was
right.
Ramsey Towing stepped up. They had a record.
Thanks to Brandon
at
Ramsey Towing. He's
appreciate that. The police department, they were there supporting us and walking around and doing their thing.
Yep.
Not only were they there, he said, I'll be back. Trust me. not that I didn't believe him, but he came back with his family later on. Thank you guys for doing that.
You were talking with him, and I walked up and we shook hands, and all I heard was, "I get off in an hour.
Yep.
I'll be back."
Yep. And sure enough, and I didn't know till after the race, everyone was filing out, and he smiled, looked over at me, pointed a little bit, said, "Told you I'd be back." Yes, you did. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what one of the drivers got out of the car, and he was like, I don't care how many cars hit the track. He was like, this crowd will be here every week for this. This is something we need. And
oh, yeah.
I forgot what driver it was, but That was during the autograph session. Yeah. He was like, "You're gonna get support from everybody in this town," and he definitely did.
You know, and there's Crawford and Associates put up some money for winners in the street stock. Chris Vinhurst personally stepped up, gave up some money.
Get your car ready, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, money goes a long ways. That's great, but we want to see you out there with cars.
That's right. And then you can give some money up.
Still give up your money.
I saw a picture of the car.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
It exists, right?
Okay. It exists.
That's good to hear. We've seen a picture of your car, but it doesn't mean much until we see it on the track. I'm just giving you a hard time. You know, I appreciate you being there and doing what you did for us.
I'd rather have you where you were.
You know, you just go on and on and on, you know. And we're going to do this again, by the way, on blythespeedway.net hopefully on the Facebook page. We'll do the same thing if we have to, just have it audio if we need to, but and talk about the same stuff. But do want to, you know, just say it was overall it was incredible. You know, and you got to start somewhere, and you can't improve on anything until you know what you did right and did wrong.
Yep. Yep. You know? I tell you, there for a while, I was looking up in the stands, and there was 8 or 10 people. And
yeah, that was earlier.
I think I was with you, or
right.
I was with someone, maybe Arlie, I don't know. And I said, "That's okay. They're all waiting around the corner, and they're all going to come at one time." And
that's exactly what happened.
20 minutes later, I looked up there, and there wasn't a seat available up there.
And let me tell you, we did open the gates a little early, but there was a reason for that. Months and months ago, we did have a band specifically handpicked.
Nope,
and
up until 2 weeks ago.
Up until... Yeah, if it was 2 weeks ago, up until last minute, let's just say.
Yeah.
Where we didn't have enough time to go ahead and book another, because we didn't want just anybody in there. We handpicked this, Gary researched some out, and we actually went and handpicked, watched them perform and all that, and it was all go, go, go. So, we had some other things planned for that, but that's okay. You know, it was still something else. It was still a great, event. For us, just looking forward to the next one, which is March 4th. Our next one, we'll
is
have
it March
Friday,
3rd yet?
We'll have a March 3rd practice, though, right?
That's right.
Friday night practice. So we'll be coming out with some more details with that here shortly. So stay tuned for that. If you do want to contribute help in any way, whether it's sponsorship, manpower, anything like that, get a hold of Gary, or you can go to blythespeedway.com and email. There's an email link there, phone numbers on there you can call. All the support goes a long ways for us, let me tell you. The community encourages it, the racers also. If you're a racer, have a car, know somebody with a car, that's how you can help, is get those cars out to the track. That doesn't help us. It does help us, but it helps the community, helps the people in the stands. They're waiting for you. It's a good chance for you to showcase.
I don't know if you said, but thanks to Katie at the Chamber of Commerce. Thanks to her, I'm not going to say last minute stuff, but she put some stuff together for us.
Yeah, absolutely. The Chamber is always doing things for the local community and the businesses there locally, and we're glad to be part of that also. Absolutely. Did a little birthday thing for
Tara,
one of the ladies up in the tower, but she also runs the JC Bear Garden there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not 100% sure she was expecting that, but...
No, and that was good. She got a cake from Blythe Speedway from us, and the crowd got to sing happy birthday to her. So happy birthday, not just to her, but, everybody in the crowd, anybody else that had a birthday up there. That was something special. She talked about her past, that her dad used to bring her to the track all the time and stuff, and, so that meant something to her. So that was really, really cool. So,
yeah, she spent the whole day out there, her whole birthday day out there. So, thanks to her for that.
Yep, absolutely. Again, if we didn't mention you by name, no particular reason, it's just we can't get to everybody. And, you know, thanks for everyone that was involved in every part of it. And we're not done. You know, we got a lot of work still to do. So constant prepping, cleanup, all kinds of stuff. So, but we'll be ready. We'll be ready.
Uh-huh. We'll be ready.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll be ready to unlock those gates. March
3rd for the 3rd. Practice. And
March
3rd.
I was going to say March 4th, but we got to unlock them for test and tune.
Yeah.
Sure. Test and tune.
Hope the wind didn't hit down there. We'll wait and see.
Oh, man.
We'll have to chase banners.
Don't you guys have some friends down there that can go check on it?
They would have, I think, called and said, hey.
I found your banner in my front yard. If the wind hit down there like it did today out here, there's a couple banners missing.
That's okay.
You'd be surprised. A lot of times what happens up here doesn't.
Those wire ties are strong.
We hope so.
I mean, I put them on pretty tight, so hopefully.
Those wire ties are strong.
Okay, yeah, the wire ties will still be on the gate, but the banner will still be missing.
Maybe.
Maybe, yes, maybe. No, those banners are good banners. And speaking of banners, thanks to Mike at Reliable Banner for getting us all situated.
He was going to be there. But he would have been disappointed because he wouldn't have had a spot in the tailgate section like he planned on.
Well, so, if he would have came down Friday night, he would have had a spot.
He would have had a spot.
Yeah.
He would have saved him a spot. But, thanks to Mike at Reliable Banner, he does a lot for us on and off the track. So, thanks for that. Also, a great sponsor for the Late Model Truck Series, along with him stepping up at Blythe Speedway. Same thing with Camp Out. Long time work partner with you at your business, but also stepped up for the Late Model Truck Series. And now, along with that, the Blythe Speedway. There's just no words to thank them, guys. Anthony at Camp Out. The only thing we can do is say, hey, go buy stuff at their store. You know, they'll hook you up.
RV parts,
just trailer parts. You need a camper shell, a work shell, anything for your pickup truck.
Tonneau covers.
Yep, tonneau covers, you name it. They'll take care of you over there. So
let
sure
him know you heard it on this show so he knows.
Yeah, tell him. Yeah, exactly.
Because
he knows, yeah.
I guess it's real low. No one can hear.
On what? On there?
On the Facebook.
Turn that volume up. No, down there. No. Step back. Look at me down there. Yeah. Turn that one up. Yeah. Because that's the only way. Because I think it's going through the mic of the computer. That test. Maybe. That's
is
what I
done?
Yeah. I think so.
I'm going to say hopefully it's a little better now.
We'll speak louder.
Yeah.
That?
We'll talk louder.
We'll scream into the mics.
Yeah.
You could turn us up a little bit, I guess, on there. Yeah. Maybe. Test.
There we go.
If you're watching and the volume got better, let us know.
That's right.
Anyways, so that's how that went. It was a great event. Great opening. Standing room only. I say we couldn't ask for anything more.
Nope.
The people that are hardcore supporters were there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and that's it. It was worth it, and we hope that we get your support in the future. You know, please come out. We're going to do everything we can to give you a great place to race if you're a racer. And we're going to do everything we can to give you a show if you're a spectator.
Yes. Mike and I hung out, but we were together most of the night. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, we couldn't step 10 feet without somebody thanking us for putting that together.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and we've been hearing that as we built up to it. But then when they really saw the community come together and be, you know, and being there, it just really became real for them. So we'll speak up. There you go. We're fine.
I say Dylan's on there. Dylan said he still can't hear. Okay. I got louder right there.
Tell him to turn his speakers up.
Turn it up. I can't hear that. Can you hear that up there? Hello? Okay. Maybe he'll hear that.
We'll see. That got really loud.
Yeah, that should be better. Unfortunately, you know, it's, if it sounds echoey, then we're okay. I think that's fine. I think that should be better.
Hey, we can hear ourselves talk. That's all that matters.
That's right.
Anyways, thanks to the winners. You know, Dylan Renke was there. We had the mini stock winner there. He was super grateful. And let me tell you, he's a character.
Was having a blast.
He was really having a blast. He's ready. I think they have something else they're going to be bringing out. Yeah, exactly. So we're looking forward to that.
And he was definitely something else.
We appreciate that enthusiasm that he has, so that's going to be great. Just everyone.
He might not like me right now, but that's okay. He's jumping around. He said, "Man, I got to go to the bathroom." Yeah. Well, I didn't release him from the autograph session until everybody was off the track.
Yeah, you couldn't.
You know, I got to stay safe. So.
Right.
He's like, man, I understand, man, I understand. So that's okay. You know, it's got to be fun. So,
yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you, I wouldn't doubt it if Gary did that on purpose.
Nope. I explained to him. He understood. Yeah. He understood.
I'm just joking.
And I actually let him go first. And I held the other ones
up.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have to be safe with the autograph session show.
Anyways, blithespeedway.com, make sure you check it out. After this show, we'll talk about it a little more also at 7:05 at the blithespeedway.net. You can go there for live. We'll just go to the Blythe Speedway Facebook, the blithespeedway.com Facebook page. Also, again, maybe we'll get a minute or two to try to get video, but otherwise it'll be audio also on there.
And I promise you, we'll get this figured out.
Yeah. And next time I'll be, you know, I didn't think about having to do it last minute, so. You had no problem the last time you had that hooked up. It came right on and everything. So I don't know what happened this time. So we'll see.
Gary touched stuff.
We'll see.
Tried to fix it.
We'll figure it out. Anyways, so what else is happening in the racing world? What have you heard? I mean, I know Pat Petrie was on. Did they have some races already?
I cannot find the results for that at all.
Really?
I was just on Race Monitor, but. I was also trying to talk at the same time and like.
No, I haven't heard nothing about that.
Working Man Nationals.
Working Man Nationals.
I mean, I'll look again, see what I can find.
Take a look. Maybe you'll find something. Maybe. Because they also have their Dwarf Nationals coming up right at Mojave Valley. Isn't that where they're
going? Yes.
And that's not that is this weekend, isn't it?
Is it this weekend coming up? The 18th?
I thought he said the 18th, but don't quote me on that. I promise we were listening to Pat when he was here, but we have a lot of stuff happening. Yeah. So
I was listening to Pat too.
Pat, was he here? Was he here?
Pat, remind us.
Hold on. Well, I will tell you here in a second.
Both my computers are taken up. I can't research.
Oh, wait. March? No, that's not till March. Right? That's March. March 10th and 11th is the Nationals for that. So that's
yeah, that's
late.
What I heard Pat say. That's
yeah,
what
that's
what
it was.
That's what it was. I heard
Pat say.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Okay. That's what it was.
Yes. Thanks for reminding me. Yep, that's what he said.
And, yeah, it'd be nice to find out about that Working Man's...
Working Man National.
Working Man
XR.
Is it XR?
No, it's on XR. It wasn't on Flow, it was on XR. They hold the Duel in the Desert also. That's another streaming service that I have.
Turn down the house.
He's trying to flip it over so he gets fresh stuff in.
I don't have it. It's all down in Blythe.
I did find the results. 27 dwarfs showed up.
Wow.
That is a lot of dwarfs.
That's, you know, for a while there, I thought the dwarf, this is years ago, I thought the dwarfs, you know, were not going to last. But, man, they actually turned it around.
They're gaining speed. And, like, the SNDCA, which I believe that's where Pat races, when Todd Dameron was still running and before he passed away, that's when I was involved in it. And in every national event they had, I mean, it was just car after car after car. So it's good to see. I mean, the dwarfs are a lot of fun to race. So that's what I was telling Pat. I was like, I don't know how you fit in one, but they're a lot of fun.
You know,
I had to squeeze.
I wondered that when he raced one of the late model truck series. Uh-huh. I was like, I don't know. You can fit. If it fit, it races. So he fit in there and he was able to take that out. So I'd love to see that.
Pat is a big dude, so I was, and most of the, I don't know if you know Ronnie Williams, they call him Monster.
No, I don't.
He's a dirt modified guy. He races everything on dirt, and he's really good. He runs a dwarf, but I think he might even be shorter than Michael.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, they come in all different shapes and sizes of those cars.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of him, he's
in
a second.
I only seem short. Hold on. How tall are you?
I'm 6'6".
See, that's the only reason I seem short. He's 6'6". Okay. I'm average.
So, Super Bowl party.
Average to a grasshopper.
We did the Super Bowl party at my brother's house. And as you know, my brother's 6'4". My mom's 6'3". I'm 6'5". I had two friends show up, and they're both 6'8" and 6'9". So... Oh. And then my sister-in-law walks in, and it's me and two of my buddies standing side by side.
Which
again,
one?
Jessica walks in, and she looks up at all of us. I was like, do you feel short yet? Like, because Jess is only, what, 5'2", if that?
If that.
And we're all six and up.
Over six.
But, yeah.
That's why you won't see me at one of your parties.
I don't know. I really don't realize how tall I am until I'm standing next to somebody and I see a picture. I'm like, okay, you know, I look at you guys like, whatever. But then I watch like the national anthem video and I walk up behind you and Michael.
Oh.
And I'm like up here on y'all. So again, I don't.
Some of that's angle too. Come on.
I don't see that.
Yeah.
No, hey.
You don't see it. You don't think about it until you see somebody like in a picture. You're like, I guess you are really that short.
So did you say you found the result?
Yes, I did.
27, huh?
27
wow.
Showed up.
That's amazing.
But it looks like only 24 made the main event. I don't know if it was just...
Only 24, okay.
But Joe Frock, he's been around forever. He's one of those guys that he's like... really good in dwarf cars. He won. Ronnie Williams, Monster, finished second. Shane Simper, followed by David Tevis, Curtis Craig, Kelly Woods, he's been around forever. Pat Petrie finished eighth.
Wow, that's a good finish.
Uh-huh. Corwin Simper, Anthony Sturdivant, sorry if I'm butchering names, Cody Benjamin, Billy Hicks, Ryan Slow. That's a bad name for a race car driver. Mark Plank, Roman Swain, Jason Richardson, Ryan Crowell. It looks like a lot of guys DNF'd. John Isabella, Ridge Abbott. I don't know if you know Richie Abbott. He did instant images. He used to do photography of the bowling. His kid races. John Isabella and Scott Kelly. They've been around as long as I remember. There's a lot of different cars out there. I'm trying to...
26 of them, huh?
Now, wow. Am I under the impression that they all run quick change rounds, or do some not run quick change?
I know the two that I worked on and I ran, they both had normal non-quick change.
Okay, kind of like,
but that was also 6 years ago. So,
right.
I mean, over the years, a lot of things have changed. Colin Hibden won the modified main event. There was 29 made the A main.
Wow.
But Colin Hibden is the Prump kid. Well, he originally was Prump. Now he lives in Iowa, Idaho. He moved up there. But everybody that modifies are big up there. And Troy Morris Jr., Dominic Urseta, Ricky Alvarado, and Ty Clemens. A lot of big names in the modified world. Chris Bergstrom finished 12th in his modified.
Oh, cool.
Jonathan Mulaney made the A-main in the 17th. Rick DiRica, which he's another Prump guy. Brian Wolfenstein. Travis Ryder. So what have you heard anything about Prump?
Nope.
I heard a drift track now. I guess they're making it into a drift track. The old speedway.
That's what the original plan was.
And that's what I'm still hearing. And then from what I'm hearing through grapevine after grapevine is the fairgrounds is going to build a new dirt track. We'll see if that happens. I'd be happy to see that because...
Now, I have heard it is approved.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yes.
Hopefully that comes to...
So it's
going to
be a fair event now, huh?
Hopefully that comes to happen.
I think they should put it over there on that other racetrack that's out there.
Spring Valley?
Uh-huh. Why wouldn't they, right? They've already...
You want to claim the biggest in the world, so you might as well add to it.
But why not?
Yeah.
Why the rest of my results are not loading.
I haven't heard any of that stuff. I don't know. Is that good or bad? It's good. There's hope for a dirt track close by again. Maybe some people will appreciate how close it is. You know, not that they didn't. I'm not saying that. But, you know, you forget until it's gone, you know.
Nope.
I almost,
how convenient it was.
I almost just took a left off the freeway and went to Mojave Valley on Saturday.
Well, you should have.
I love that track. That track is fun.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I would have if I were you.
No.
We would have missed you, but we wouldn't have blamed you. I'm glad you made the right choice.
No.
I'm glad you made the right choice. This time.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a choice next time.
I got to give a shout out to Arlie. Arlie worked. He was running around doing whatever he needed to do, and he never lost a smile on his face.
Yeah.
And from the time I got there to the time I left,
I don't know what charm or who he's buffaloing, but like the girls from, you know, that Chrissy and Nandy said, "Oh, he's so sweet. Arlie's so sweet." I was like, "Well, you don't know Arlie, do you?"
Say Arlie. He's
a charmer.
So he was very proud of that racetrack. He kept walking around it even after we walked a whole nother lap around that racetrack, just checking it, making sure everything looked good.
You know, the hours we have put into that, we are all very proud of that. You know, there's hours on end. You know, can't forget, thank you to Frank's Radio for being there. I'm sorry about that. Frank's Radio was there supporting, you know, what we had going on there, the opening night. Thank you to him for being there. It's a big deal, and we appreciate that, Frank's Radio. So thank you, Frank, for making your way all the way out there and taking care of our radio needs.
And if you haven't, go check him out. He does great with the radios. He's got rental programs.
Look him up. Absolutely. Yes. You're going to need to look into some car harnesses, push buttons, things like that. You need something repaired.
Yep.
Like you said, he repairs. He does. What else does he do?
Anything with
two-way.
He has
some of your favorite equipment there.
Your sell some parts, yes.
If you would like to contribute to Gary's race program, he would like a aluminum
jack stand.
Solid jack stand. Mm-hmm.
from Crank's Radio.
I just haven't got Mike to shoot them and lock off his wallet yet. I'm working on it, though.
I'm surprised Crank looked away. I'm surprised they weren't gone when he looked away.
Yeah. Well, he's got a few sets out there. You know, he sells gas cans and a wheel cart, a tire cart, I guess they call them, a tire cart.
And what he does, too, like if there's something you want him to that you think it would be a seller for him, he'll probably stock it for 2 or 3 months. If it doesn't sell, he's not going to hold on to it.
Right.
You know, but he keeps on hand things that someone might need at the racetrack.
Maybe a few of them guys in Blythe ought to get with him. And anyways.
Surprise, Gary. You want to thank Gary? Get 4 people to pitch in $200 a piece
for those jacks
to buy one. So to buy a set like $700 something.
That's okay. My truck deserves it.
Speaking of that,
if it was a Ford truck, it would have already had them. But it's a Chevy truck, so. Mike's taking his time getting them from me.
Man.
Frank will be in Vegas this weekend, most likely. You know, he's
speaking of that
weekend.
Opening night at Vegas. Go to lvms.com. Click on the bullring link. I'm not trying to say anything bad, but I don't. It's hard to. You know, it comes up with a you can pre-buy tickets, I guess, but you can't get rid of that window unless you buy tickets, I guess. So I'm trying to read the stuff and I can't get anything else there except for
again, operator error.
The top right corner.
You tell me. Hey, get rid of that for me so I can read some more stuff.
Top right corner.
You flip that computer around so quick. Like, you do it.
Show me. Show me.
Yeah, I think it's a second window.
Show me.
Now, computer class is in, guys.
No, I know. Click on that now. I want to see more of. Is that all there is that explains about that opening night right there?
Hold on.
Huh? So, right, you see that, right? Okay.
Right.
Now, tell me some more about the opening night. Is that it?
No. What the hell?
Is that it?
No.
Hold
on.
Hey, I'm just saying.
More information?
Try that. You get the same
Why
stuff.
Is it?
Hey, look, the
bomber. Oh, wait a minute. It's not just me.
The bomber's up there.
It's not just, I don't know. I can't read it.
It tells you who's going. Justin's
down.
Group
scroll
of what?
So I
can
scroll
can't.
Down so I can see more.
Scroll down.
So I can see more. he found it. He found something.
Oh. Is he getting somewhere?
I
halfway. He's halfway there. Anyways, we won't stand. But opening night, LVMS.
Chosen 12 and under are free. That's all I know.
Go to LVMS, click on the bullring link, and your computer may be different than mine, and you may be able to see more stuff. Check it out. I don't know what time. I was looking for more info, you know, about what time it starts and all that, and I can't get it on my computer, so I think you can get it on yours. Justin couldn't get it on my computer.
Maybe LVMS put a little thing out there that said, not on Mike's computer.
And you can also go to the classic number that they've had forever, the 800-644-4444, and ask about anything about that race. You can probably get tickets through there. You can get Stockyard space there also. And it does say, please note, ticket prices increase on event day. So I'm looking forward to seeing the track open again, you know, for another year. They were, remember, you know, there was a while there where nobody knew if the track was going to open or not. But it's good to see them opening again.
Uh-oh.
Spectator gates open at 5.
It works on your phone, but not on my computer.
No, I had the schedule.
Oh, okay.
I stole the schedule on Facebook.
Well,
okay. On-track autograph session from 5:30 to 6:30. Opening ceremonies at 6:45. They're running heat races for the Pro Late models, the Bandoleros, the Factory Stocks, the Legends, Super Stocks, Junior Late models, Skid Plates, and Modifieds. And then main event racing starts after that.
Cool.
Does it say how many laps or anything like that?
No, it says nothing. Okay, never mind. I didn't scroll over far enough.
Okay.
8-lap heat races. We got 25 laps for the first race of the Pro Late models, starting the night off with the Pro Late models.
Don't they have twins?
No, it doesn't say twins.
Oh, okay.
We got 25 laps for the factory stocks. Actually, it says 10-20.
So 10-20, and that's probably based off car count?
Car count. Okay. Same with the super stocks and the modifieds.
So I wonder what the cutoff point is. If it's you're going to get 10 laps or more, is that like based on like if you have, I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, I guess get a hold of LVMS.
That actually should be a short night. 25 laps is the most laps, and that's for the late models, and then it's 10.
Which is weird because usually they used to get, you know, 40 laps.
Yeah, the late models.
Okay. So it's only 20 laps for everybody else. I'm used to 25.
No, 10 to 20 laps.
Yeah.
So depending
I'm used to the 25.
The max,
usually it was 25, 25, 25.
And yeah, I'm not trying to open a can of worms or anything like that, but, you know, it might be a short night. I'm not sure.
So right on the bottom it says heats based on car count. 10 or less cars equal one heat race. 11 to 20 is two heat races. 20 to 30 cars is three heat races. So that's all the – it doesn't say anything about how many cars is by lap.
You can't see my facial expressions, but there are some. Okay. You know, back in the day, I remember years ago, you used to – every division had qualifying, heat races, and, of course, main events. And they did cut – you know, of course, you know, you gotta give a good show to the fans, and, you know, you can't have – you know, one car doing 60 laps, you know, of course, but there are some compromises and stuff like that. So, we, you know, we hope to see the car counts grow, you know, coming from our side of it. You know, we hate to see any promoter suffer without car counts. So we hope to see it, you know, we hope to see it grow. You know, it just let's get some racers out there. Let's get racing back active again. It's all we can do. But there are options out there. You know, there's a lot of tracks now in the area. There's, you know, Orange Show, of course, Blythe Speedway, Havasu, you know, Tucson's not too far. Vegas, of course, is close by. So, you know, there's a lot of racing, asphalt racing now kind of in the area where it looked like it was kind of a dying thing, you know, with asphalt racing. So it's good to see asphalt racing active. Orindale, forgot about that. That's somewhere over there too. They have some. So.
Dylan said something over there.
Oh, why? Look, I was trying to find other things. Michael couldn't figure it out.
And you couldn't figure it out either.
I'm just saying,
don't just pick on me.
Dylan says, and this is coming from Dylan, it says, at least 10 cars or only 10 laps.
Is that what it is?
That's
okay.
What
yeah,
he said.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm just reading what he wrote.
Right. And again, you know, if we said anything, we don't mean to, you know, we're not stirring anything up. The views and opinions on Wheels Now or any of its hosts or guest hosts are our opinions and that, you know, not of anybody else commenting or anything like that.
I'm just going to sit here now.
No.
I don't.
Yeah,
need
let's get out there. You know, hope it's better than today's weather.
I don't need to piss nobody off.
So opening night at the LVMS, check it out. Go to LVMS.com. Click on the bullring link. You can prepay tickets, and it looks like they're discounted tickets. It says advance pricing is $8 plus tax, I think. So make sure you go check it out if you're not doing anything this week.
We've got one more after this. What are you packing up for?
I didn't pack up. The video's not up, so I'm not. I usually watch it and watch the comments, and but they were having a hard time hearing.
Anyways,
I have to give you guys a shout out. Blythe Speedway, you guys took care of it, even no matter the car count. The racers still got to have fun, and they still raced. And I mean, we had an experience in Pahrump where we showed up and we were the only car, the bomber showing up, and they were like, oh, we're going to give you your, you know, we're going to give you 15 laps. They gave us 5 laps and they were like, oh, well, you'll take the trophy home at the end of the day. And we didn't even get that. So we pretty much wasted money going out there and pretty much got shit on after that. So,
well, you know, it
the people showed up. So,
you know, every situation is different. I have to say that. Mm-hmm. We'll address every situation, but we will guarantee that if you show up there, we're going to give you the laps you deserve, or you,
I think you guys,
which is justifiable.
Yes.
You guys even threw in another extra practice just because.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give the people, you know, the people made the toe down there that, you know, they
want
to.
They wanted.
They're there. They want it.
They asked for it, and guess what? We were able to give it to them, so let's give it to them. It put us behind on our schedule, but guess what? They asked for it, and we
the racers left happy.
Yeah. You know, they wanted it.
I don't think one guy in that pit area said anything negative. Everybody that I talked to, and I went, and as they were coming off the track, I was giving them all thumbs up, you know, and the one guy walked over and was like, thank you for, you know, being there all night. And that was the 15 who didn't even make the A-main because he was having issues.
Oh, huh?
Right.
And he even came over and thanked me.
Yeah.
And
he was looking forward to coming to the next race.
And that was
like that.
I mean, when the racers are happy,
yep,
they come back.
Yep. Absolutely. And then, you know, Mark Allison, of course, they hauled their car down there, and kind of last minute here, I didn't get a chance to say anything because the show started, but they think they may have broken axle, possibly, so that could be why. Not 100% sure, so don't quote me on that, but that could have been an issue. But anyways, you know, it was good they made the haul down there. They came down to support the track. They had a whole group there, and unfortunately they weren't able to.
That's just not something you see from Mark very often.
No, but it happens. You know, stuff breaks, you know, and you have no control. You could have a 20 years of perfection.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? You're going to have one night sometimes.
That's right.
It happens, unfortunately. So thanks
stuff happens, and Mark is accepting responsibility for what he had did in the car or what he has done in the car.
Right.
So he's accepting
I've had nights. You know, I hate when stuff happens, but sometimes it happens, unfortunately. But they were
racing.
There supporting us.
Racing.
Thank you for coming.
That's right.
And I want to send a shout out to that sportsman. I mean, he made it, you know,
absolutely,
what it is, and he still had a blast.
He's the one that said he felt like Superman because he guess what? He gained a new fan. Guess what? That kid will remember him forever.
Right.
You've had followers like that
that
follow you till
that
day.
That little girl from the barbecue that comes
absolutely
up to you every time now.
You know, we're
trying to get her interview.
It's our hobbies and stuff like that, but to them, we're, you know, the racers
heroes.
Are heroes. Yep. Exactly. So
I've said it before. I've said it before. I'm still Gary, but to those kids, like you just said.
And let me put it out there. We're out of time, but yeah, absolutely. You know, come check us out. You know, just, you know, come take a look. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But if you don't know, please come try it. We welcome you. We appreciate you coming out. And we look forward to seeing you out at Black Speedway.
And now turn into BlackSpeedway.com.
Yep. Come march after the practice.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Drive next week to it.